Next applicant is American Players Theater of Wisconsin in Spring Green. Take a look at their work samples. Ellie, would you like to start our review?
Yeah, so American Players Theater, right off the bat, they talk about continued growth of audience base, great reputation with their patrons as well as with national media being mentioned in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. They're called a small town theater worth a trip. They won the Governor's Tourism Award. They have a season of five productions of classics, and they're creating contemporary connections to that classic text. Additionally, they have year-round engagements in a play reading series in the winter that they started in 2015. They're proud to create more accessibility to the classics. They have something that's a hallmark for them, certainly, is they have an acting company, which is pretty rare these days. They invest in ED&I throughout all aspects of their company, and they recently brought in Sarah Bellamy, who is a local celebrity in the Twin Cities, to do an ED&I workshop with their entire organization, which I think is super commendable. They have a lot of free and reduced cost options for their education connections. They have student matinee series, workshops that schools that attend a student matinee get one for free. They have residencies, and I think I already said this, the discounts for student audience members. They have a competitive apprenticeship program that's goal is to facilitate early career actors, specifically from culturally and racially diverse areas. We talked about their workshop with Sarah Bellamy. 27th season in 2017, 27th season operating without deficits. And so they are very fiscally responsible.
2 minutes.
And they're reinvesting that money from surpluses when needed. They had a completion of a capital campaign to rebuild their theater. I would say that their budget mix, 75% of that is from ticket sales, and that shows that their patrons really value what they're offering. And they would like to increase contributed income. They're really working hard to stay relevant with their programming and connecting to audiences typically not represented by the classical canon. And they're just about to enter a new strategic planning phase with their key strategic questions already in place. I imagine that they just had a strategic plan completed, so it might have been nice to see that one in lieu of the one coming up. But their marketing plan is really comprehensive. And just a note that I couldn't open their season brochure because it was password protected.
Thank you. Maggie, your comments?
Yeah. The base of funding has broadened over the past 3 years. They have 2,800 donors contributing $1.3 million annually. The foundation was established in 2013, and it now stands at $1.5 million, which is pretty good growth. They hosted the American Theater Critics Association annual conference. It shows that they have some national, obviously a national presentation, and hosted the September 2018 meeting of the Wisconsin Arts Board and local artists. I also noted that, what stood out to me, among other things, was that they have exit interviews with seasonal staff to learn what they could have done better. They have a core value statement that is handwritten and widely distributed, which indicates they really, this is something that's very important to them. They have an extensive online patron survey. Some of the things that I was concerned about was that for such a large and influential organization, there's not much information about the organization's leadership roles in the community or even nationally. The board listing showed no affiliations, so you just had their home city, so you didn't know what their roles were. There wasn't much information about the staff. Obviously, they're a player on the national scene, but that information was almost impossible to find, even on their website. The website didn't have much information.
Okay. Where's Spring Green?
Right over here, west of Madison.
So it's okay. Yeah,
I've been there. It's a great place. Right, Ellie?
It looks beautiful.
Other comments?
One of the things I picked up there that they say 59% or 60% of their tenders come from a 50-mile radius, which means 40% come from even further than that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the board members, while they're not really identified as to what role they play, come from a wide range of the Midwest, not just the Madison area.
Other comments?
I'm going to defer that comment for a second because I found it. Well, I might as well say it now, right? I had trouble with their audit. Not that anything was wrong with their audit. It's just, compared to all of the organizations we've seen, because this one is so giant and complex, their audit was done in a way that doesn't compare apples and oranges with anyone else's. There's the contributions themselves and investments had a whole section separate from the operations, and you had to throw them together to get. I did find, though, the $1.3 million you talked about, just as you were saying. Good about that. What I was going to suggest was that we ask all of those organizations to do that, to also submit their 990s.
We did.
So that we could ask for apples and oranges. As I said it out loud and didn't have time to retract it, I found the 990. So there it is. So in a moment, I'll have my little percentage for you.
All right, great.
But I couldn't get it off of the audit.
Any other comments?
Looks like about 46-47%.
Yeah, contribution.
Any final comments? You.
Remarkable, and they wanted to increase their contributed income, which wouldn't make 50% of fundraising make sense.
They said that they have 75% earned to contributed income ratio.
Yeah.
detail.
That's what they said in there.
That's not what the 990 shows, though.
That's interesting.
Huh. It might be what the audit shows, but to be honest, I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
It would take more work on my part to do that.
Okay.